to report in the area. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. Once again, it's underway now and ends at 11 a.m. February 25th. Do not miss this one-time-only online auction event of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant in Epps. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
It's February 24th, the greatest day ever. On the 24th of February, 1981, Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer officially announced their engagement. The occasion marked the official start of preparations for a royal wedding, as well as the official point where The Crown on Netflix stopped being boring. Have a great February 24th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
All right, here's that.
Adorable.
Rich Thomason.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The victory for the state of Texas in a court challenge to one of President Biden's proposed changes in immigration law, federal judge indefinitely barring the administration from enforcing a 100-day moratorium on most deportations. Protesters in the streets of Rochester, New York last night, reaction to a grand jury's decision not to indict police officers who were involved in the death of a mentally distraught black man last March. An SUV crash in suburban Los Angeles has landed pro golfing legend Tiger Woods in the hospital with serious injuries to his right leg. His Twitter account describes Woods as being awake, responsive, and recovering. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 18 points, NASDAQ futures 36 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377. or click adflegal.org/freedom.
I think they sold an inordinate amount of fear. You wanted to be respectful of, you know, it's like the speed limit. When there's something going on, you want to be mindful of it. Now there's, this has become a real thing, this vaccine envy. Those that have it, and they're trying to do it on a priority basis. But, like, here's a story. That says LA's rich somehow got COVID vaccines meant for minority communities. But you take a look at who's involved in administering things in the state of California, and they end up screwing the people that they're trying to help. And I don't blame them for being angry about it.
Did you see the vaccine news this morning from Johnson & Johnson? FDA getting ready to fast track that one.
Yeah.
That one is one. Just one dose.
And yeah, it does annoy me that the Biden administration is taking credit for a vaccine that Donald Trump got done in 6 months. Right. And he was openly mocked for saying that could happen. It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. These are the folks to see. And again, you can go to riverregionboom.com and still read my magazine column for the month called Crashman's Memories. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to necessarily have a long-term relationship with an auto body place because you're there so often. That means you're not having a lot of luck on the roads. But, man, when you know you're in the hands of the best, that's a big weight off your shoulders.
Absolutely.
And especially with the efforts they go through to coordinate and take care of business as quickly as possible, but not at the expense of overlooking one single item that needs to be fixed. That's the Turner family standard. They established it when they opened up over four decades ago. And now Brandon Turner carrying on with Donnie's tradition of not only making a car look good as new, maybe better, but fixing everything that needs to be fixed and returning a car to a customer that looks like it just came off the assembly line. And that is not an exaggeration on my part. So you hate to use the term, more bang for your buck, but you'll get it when you choose Montgomery Paint and Body. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're there, but you'll be glad they are if you need them. 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Let me grab this call from Yasmin real quick here. Yasmin, good
hey, guys. I went out to dinner Saturday with my girl, and I went to a restaurant that Jay Scott may have heard of called the Seafood Bistro.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah, a little small place, yeah. It was good, man. It was really good.
What did you have?
I had the Gator Po' Boy.
Gator?
Oh, I bet that was good.
Yeah.
So that is something on the menu I still have not tried there, is the Gator.
It was good. My girl had fried oysters.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
It was really nice place. I didn't even know about it until you guys, you know.
When you were in there, did you get to tell Paul that you're a News Talk listener?
I didn't talk to him. I didn't see him.
He's
so
busy.
He is in the back all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But he is in the back cooking.
Yeah. Guy. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for calling that in.
Speaking of restaurants, maybe we'll see you tonight at Baumhauer's.
Oh, definitely be there. You know that.
I right. love that. Thank you, Yasmin. We appreciate it.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
The difference between last week and this week, or the difference between night and day. We're warming up nicely. Warmed up 8 degrees in the last hour. On our way to a high temperature in the middle 70s today. So our spring-like warmth continues as winter is on hold. Sunshine nice today. A small chance of a shower late tonight in the overnight hours, low 52. Tomorrow's high 73. I think clouds will be increasing in the afternoon, but we're dry during the morning. And if you have evening plans tomorrow, we're dry. The showers come in, I think, in the overnight hours Thursday night, and a risk of showers at times on Friday. Then, over the weekend, listen to this. High temperatures in the upper 70s, maybe teasing 80 degrees. Wow. There'll be some widely scattered showers around, but this is really going to spoil us. So if we do get back into some Arctic air at some point, it's going to be a slap in the face. Right now, this morning, calm winds, clear skies, 48 degrees at 8:12.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Speaking of Seafood Bistro, we have a $10 gift card to give away. And I had a conundrum based on a news story yesterday that I'm going to find. I found it. So that'll be coming up very, very shortly. Wanted to take a moment, and I do hope that he'll be able to as well join us. He often does. Most weeks, we'll see Terry and Lynn Adams at Baumhauer's as part of our group. Adams Motorsports, I just want to pass along, they are looking for help in the parts department. So if you or someone you know is looking for a gig and you want to work for some of the nicest people on the planet, then stop by Adams Motorsports and fill out an application. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. The application process has to be one that's done in person. They're open 9 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Of course, if you want fun, that's the place to go. You can start that visit at adamsmotorsports.com. We'll have that conundrum here in just a sec. Right now, it's 8:12, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Authorities say a small plane crashed Tuesday at Lake Martin near Equality. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says its Marine Patrol Division was notified of the crash around 3:40 yesterday afternoon. According to Coosa County Sheriff Michael Howell, the pilot survived the crash and is doing fine. Four people are dead after a house fire Monday night in Montgomery. Montgomery Fire Rescue says the fire broke out at a home in the 1800 block of Gibson Street around 11 o'clock Monday night. Investigators have not released a cause of the fire. And Montgomery Public Schools will give parents the option to return to in-person learning starting April 5th. MPS leaders say that all school personnel will return to their school buildings on March 29th before in-person learning resumes April 5th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's begin.
I'm thinking that today is Wednesday. It's Wednesday. That's her favorite day.
And it's starting to get a little weird.
I mean, every time I celebrate hump day.
Things can get a little weird out there.
That's a little weird.
What's so weird about that?
What's so weird about that is
hump day.
A little weird. You get used to it.
Just a few more days. And
it's the weekend.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay, it's showtime.
It's definitely showtime. It's fun and games time.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And that game is a conundrum, and here it is. The average person has spent $28 and has six of these.
$28 and six of these.
What are these? That's what we need to know at 272-9228. 272-9228. Don't overthink it. By the way, while we're waiting for the phone to explode with call, tooth fairy payouts and tooth fairy payouts.
Easy for you to say.
An all-time high. What do you think it is now? What do you think the tooth fairy leaves behind?
Probably 20.
No, 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 no.
I got 20s.
What?
Well,
how many teeth did
guess
you lose?
What? Daddies give their little girls.
What is that tooth fairy drive?
Actually, not as. I mean, it's a nice car, but not as nice as mine.
I got a dime. I started out getting a dime, and I think eventually I got a quarter.
Yeah, I think we were.
Okay, so it's probably what, $10 now?
But when Janelle was a baby goose, and the, you know, yeah, she got folding money.
Oh.
$5 when she was real small, didn't really understand.
Go ahead, hit me. Oh, no.
And then when it went up to 20, she started pulling out her own teeth.
What is it going right now?
$4.70.
Okay. All right.
That's up 67 cents from last year.
Wow.
I guess it's a sign of economic recovery because that's 4 cents better than the old record of $4.66 a tooth in 2017.
I remember that year.
See, I told Trump made life better even for the tooth fairy. Hey, look at this. We have some calls. The average person has 6 of these and has spent about $28 to acquire them. And here's Leon, our first attempt to win this conundrum.
Well, how about coffee cups?
Oh. 6 coffee mugs, $28. Could that be it? It's not, but it's a good try.
Good guess.
Good guess, man.
I don't know the answer.
Because I got about 6 of those insulated, you know, things.
Yep.
Leon, thank you for trying. You're also welcome to try again. 272-9228. The average person has 6 of these. And has spent about $28 to acquire them. Sam?
I'm going to say 6 gallons of gasoline.
Oh.
Not quite that high yet, but it's headed there.
It's coming. It's coming, though. All right. Oh,
yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah, I know. David Blackman was talking about that. All right. Let's go to the next line where we find...
Alan!
Hey, Alan.
Hey, how about cell phone chargers?
So, you know what? That was my first thought, but they're more expensive than that, I think.
Give me cell phone chargers. No, nope.
But all right, that was my first thought. See, I don't know the answer.
I thought this might get solved on the first call.
Mm.
I will give a hint. Okay so 6 into 28 is less than $5.
You know your gazintas.
So it's not. You're not talking about something that's terribly expensive. But the average person now, and there's your clue. The word now owns 6 of them.
Oh, then that's easy then.
So
now I know the answer.
272-9228, win that Seafood Bistro gift card. We're waiting.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Lionel Richie is 71, dating a woman 40 years younger. They claim they're sexually compatible, but you can see her roll her eyes every time he sings all night long. They get along okay, but things get awkward when he sings hello and she replies, "You know, people text now." A trailer for the college admission scandal documentary is out. Since it features Lori Loughlin, it's legally required to air on the Hallmark Channel. Armie Hammer and his estranged wife have found a buyer for their former home. It was the first time Armie got excited when someone else bit. And New York City is reopening movie theaters. Start spreading the... Oh, you can have my seat. This is not Headline News.
And welcome back at 8:20. We have a conundrum going for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And here it is. The average person now owns 6 of these on average and has spent $28 to acquire them. Let's see if Leonard can figure it out.
So, hey guys, how you doing this
good,
morning?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys as always. Enjoyed listening to you guys.
Thanks.
I think the now gave it to me. I think it's going to be math.
Has to be.
That's what Rich says. So Leonard and Rich, are you both right? What?
There we go.
Yeah, nice.
He was behind a mask.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the same boat as the previous caller with Chargers because I was like, well, I got about 6 of those, and one of them does cost about $30. So
yep. They're getting more expensive. Yeah,
I wasn't thinking like individually up to 20-something dollars and all that stuff. But, yeah, I got about, like, for myself, I got about, like, 7 masks that I rotate out, so I'm not always wearing the same thing.
Those little chargers you get at the convenience store at the register, they're crappy. They're not good.
They trick you. They're like, $5, and really that thing cost them a penny. So,
when you need one, you know, you go to the Mapco.
That's right.
True. Place open. But as always, guys, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
you guys
hang tight for
the great work.
Thanks.
I will.
All righty. So a little more detail on this, and the only kind I will wear are the paper, and that's only to get in and out of the store. I don't know how people are dealing with this, because we all know folks that have to wear them literally all day at work. Women spend a little bit more money on masks than men, largely because they tend to buy more fashion
and they coordinate with their clothing.
Yes. A third of us use disposable masks most of the time. That would include me. The longest people have gone without washing a reusable mask, the answer is 9 days. Now,
you too.
9 days with something you wear over your face, that would seem to be a lot of accumulation of potential germs and stuff.
Well, I think mine needs to be washed then.
1 in 3 people said they've dealt with maskne, which is the mask-related acne. Butt paste. Get out the Adams Drugs butt paste if you have any kind of a rash reaction to a mask. It'll work on that, too. And 1 in 4 people have shared a mask with somebody else.
Well, that
kind of defeats the whole purpose.
There's just some things you don't even... with somebody that you really love and respect, or maybe even live with, you don't necessarily want to share. So, how long do you think people drive on average? This is a Don Duncan question. How long do you think people will drive on average when the check engine light comes on?
I don't know. For me, that one is a pretty serious one, so not far from me. But let's say 100 miles, I don't know.
Hey, Jay, what about you? You let that go for a while, or do you get it checked out right away?
I tend to, as soon as I can, get that checked out, because it's not something normal. Now, they'll usually tell me, it was just whatever, and we'll reset it. If it comes back on, you should be good, that sort of thing. But I'm still very leery when that comes on to make sure it's okay.
Yeah, I am not inclined to let that go either. How about you?
Mm-mm. Go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the change oil light, I can let that go for a little while.
I look at that as more as like an alert.
Yeah.
Mine does not ever get to the change oil light because I know what my sticker says, and I keep a tab on it because I travel so much. It goes in usually right at the time it's due or a little bit before, because I know that's something that... take care of your equipment, it'll take care of you.
Well, a survey was done of drivers around the country.
Our survey said
the average person drives with the check engine light for 9 days.
Is that right?
Not before me. They go get it checked out.
Yeah, if the check engine light's coming on, and with me having a diesel too, it's like, nope, that's telling you something's wrong right now. You better stop, pull over, figure it out, or you might be stranded.
I bring that up because this is something that it's an opportunity to try Don Duncan out. If your check engine light comes out, and I've said this many times, go there because they have a state-of-the-art diagnostic machine there that can tell you quickly why that light is on. And sometimes it is something relatively minor. Sometimes, rarely, there's get debris or something that might block it, and that can make it come on. And if it does, one thing you can count on is the truth. So if there's nothing going on, they'll tell you. But this is all a matter of trust. And at Don Duncan, they do everything they can to earn your trust and your business. So whether it's the check engine light or you're like Jesse and you keep real close track of when your car needs new oil, or if you have a major repair, they've got technicians at all three Don Duncan locations that can handle it all, plus wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires and pricing that always includes installation. No games, no gimmicks, just the best. Oh, and by the way, that includes accommodating you when you need to get somewhere. If you need a ride or a lift, just order it up. At all three locations, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, folks that work downtown have found the location at 408 Madison to be idyllic in southeast Montgomery. Bring your car to Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some accidents to tell you about in Prattville, the 2200 block of Cobbs Ford Road. As you're coming in from I-65, that's going to be right near Murphy Oil. Also in Wetumpka on Highway 14 in front of the sports complex. Very busy there this morning. Use caution. Around Montgomery, we're light to moderate. No accidents in the Montgomery area right now that's causing any major problems. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Bad credit, don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Why do I go to Chappies? I go to Chappies Deli for their delicious breakfast sandwich. I always feel at home at Chappies, and they have anything that I'm craving for breakfast.
Chappies Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump poppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. Once again, it's underway now and ends at 11 a.m. February 25th. Do not miss this one-time only online auction event of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant in Epps. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On February 24th, 1955, the world welcomed little baby Steve Jobs.
Oh, my baby. He's so cute. But there's one more thing.
Yeah?
He's the apple of my eye.
Steve Jobs, a star is born.
I never saw that movie about him. Is he the jerk that they claimed?
Yeah, he was. And the movie's okay, but don't go out of your way. Don't.
Who played him? Was that the...
There were two different movies about him.
Did one of them have Ashton Kutcher in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Kutcher.
Ashton.
And the other one had...
a great actor of his generation.
And what was that other guy's name? Oh, man. It is slipping my mind completely what his name is.
Go to the Google.
I know.
To the Google? What good is the Google?
The Google.
By the way, this
Michael Fassbender, that's who it was.
Ah, yeah. Him. The something that could be a TV topic.
Okay.
Top excuses adults use for not eating their vegetables.
Oh. Who was the president who banned broccoli on the
that
plane?
That was Bush.
Yeah,
he... I won't eat it.
Which Bush?
The first Bush? First Bush. I don't tell W what to eat, but I'm not having any broccoli in my White House. That was a horrible impersonation. It sounded more like Jimmy Carter than it did Bush, but...
What else would he say? 1,000 points of light? What else? He would, wouldn't be prudent at this
wouldn't
juncture.
Wouldn't be prudent?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be prudent? Yeah. And I love that SNL bit. Dana Carvey. It was Carvey that impersonated Bush,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
And
Perot.
Yeah.
Russ.
Because one time...
That show used to be funny.
One time they did a debate. They had Bush and Perot, Carvey doing both.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They did the debate stuff, and then I can't remember who the third person was involved, because I don't remember who else was running in that.
I'm going to guess it was John Lovitz being Michael Dukakis.
Probably.
And... Because Bush and Perot were such caricatures. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, Dukakis, and I love John Lovitz, deadpan. He says, can't believe I'm losing to either one of them. Because like, they were so good. And every time Carvey said, Operation Desert Storm, there would be huge applause. So he said it as often as he could because he liked hearing the applause.
Oh, when I think of Lovitz, I think of... Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
Well, I have seen Nicky.
Speaking of presidents, here's a tweet from yesterday on the CNN app. If you pull it up yesterday, the top six stories with headlines and photos were all about Donald Trump. You had to scroll down. One headline out of 55 involved Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. They can't quit the guy.
What cracks me up is because they still know that he's just a major threat to their whole operation. That's what's funny.
It's going to be interesting. He's got a major speech coming up Sunday.
I'm excited to see what happens because he's playing three-tier chess when they're still playing Chinese checkers. That's what's funny.
I think you're giving him too much credit with the Chinese checkers.
Okay, well, they're playing...
Totally winked. Hide and go seek.
There you go.
I think he'll slam the Supreme Court.
Oh, God.
In his speech that he, I say built, but I know that he got... he's got more appointees on there than anybody else, right?
He does because Barack Obama left open 120-something seats to be filled.
And so he got more on there, but yet, you know, they didn't protect him from his tax stuff.
Yeah.
Which I know he's definitely going to talk about that because he hasn't had any way to to vent that in any other way.
Yeah.
He has no outlet on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere else. There's no other way to vent it. So,
well, the one case that the Supremes should have absolutely considered.
Law! He is innocent.
Yeah. Stop in the name of love.
There you go.
And debate, or at least have a hearing on Pennsylvania violating their own election laws. That was the one that everybody, you know, in the conservative talk business thought for sure they're going to stop and say, "Hey, you can't
change this,
rewrite your election laws on the fly." But they wouldn't even look at that. I think, frankly,
avoided their own job duties as described by their own literally job description.
Actually, as David Blackman, our Tuesday guest and Saturday morning guest, said yesterday, he says they're compromised and they're afraid. Threats come in. So
I might have to give y'all a buzz Saturday morning because we've got a show Saturday.
Well, we're going to be here from 6 to 8:30, so I do hope you'll do that.
I might do a remote call from the East Coast.
From Jacksonville, yeah.
See, we're going to have a great morning because I'll be in Florida too, but I won't be as close to you. I'll be down in Ponce de Leon, so just across the border.
I'll be in St. Augustine.
We'll be doing a car show down there and a motorcycle show. So doing our second tour of the rig show.
Weather's going to be great.
I'm starting to have sadness because Goose's birthday is the 12th.
Aww.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it.
Well, tell Goose to come up here and we'll throw her birthday party.
She can get the time off. She won't fly. That's the problem. You know, if I could get her to fly, and that
well,
would be
well, she's a goose, so just throw her up and let her fly.
And now this.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I don't have to tell you how great this weather has been so far this week. I mean, this is a real turnabout from what much of the nation has been seeing and even what we've been seeing. So we're already at 48 on our way to a high temperature up to about 75. The spring-like pattern continues and sunshine will dominate today, just like it did yesterday. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. Tonight, there's a small risk of a shower late tonight as a front slips through after midnight. Overnight low temperature 52. Tomorrow, I think we're around 73 again, with clouds increasing during the afternoon. We're dry during the day, we're dry during the evening, but maybe a few spotty showers in the overnight hours Thursday night, and showers will be around at times on Friday. Over the weekend, I think it's going to feel really nice. I mean, very spring-like with, a risk of a shower or two, but the small chances. And then highs in the upper 70s, perhaps teasing 80 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, this morning, clear skies and 48 already at 8:38.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominees are researchers at Northwestern University. Now, I have to also do this with a bit of an apology because I remember doing this story on this show. But researchers there have analyzed bacteria on 34 used toothbrushes. And while there was a lot of bacteria, the amount of fecal material was nil. I remember the story coming out, and it might have even been in, not Jay's Random Facts, but it might have been, it was something along those lines.
The pranks.
That people did not realize how much of that stuff, if, you know, you use the bathroom for one thing and it, whatever, it floats, dust, I have no idea how it travels. But the impression was that it's on every toothbrush.
It is, yeah.
But the vast majority of the microbes they found on these toothbrushes were the type that live in your mouth or on your skin and not in your gut. Some of the bacteria they found also exists in your gut, but it's much more likely these particles are oral in nature and not from the...
Great, now I'm going to go Clorox my toothbrush.
Well, I mean, it's,
I'm kidding.
What's the story? Don't we have, like, how many body bugs?
Oh, yeah, there's millions of bugs. Like, micro, you did a random fact on it.
I just hate thinking about it. I start scratching.
I think we have a natural resistance to contemplating that. Yeah. Anyway, the good news, if you thought your toothbrush was poopy, it ain't, according to Northwestern University. I pulled up myspotcrime.com since Sunday. Burglary, theft, shooting. That's within 3 miles of our house. I urge you to sign up for that service. Designate a radius around your home so you can see everything that happens. Because not all of it is going to make it to Andrew James and get on the news. It's good to have a complete picture of what's really going on. And in this town, there's quite a bit. Protecting yourself, your family, and your business is something that Applied Security can not only help you do easily and effectively, because they're a local company. Mark and Vicky have 40 years of experience, but they can save you on monthly monitoring as well, starting under $30. And like I said, a phone call away, because they are local. So if you're not, I know people that have security systems. We had one that was built into my last house when I bought it, and I never bothered to activate it because it had too many keypads and all this other stuff. If you want something that's simple, effective, like the one that we use here at Blue Water, keeping us safe for over a decade and a half now, call them at 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Traffic at 8:41. Morning Maroon nominees from Doc Green coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're headed to Prattville on I-65 northbound just before Cobbs Ford Road, we have a minor accident still showing as active there. And if you're getting off on Cobbs Ford Road, another accident still showing as active near Murphy Oil. Use caution and buckle up. In Montgomery, we've got some congestion. Troy Highway and East South Boulevard busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. All of that at Premier Place in Prattville. A great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will give parents the option to return to in-person learning starting April 5th. MPS leaders say that all school personnel will return to their school buildings on March 29th before in-person learning resumes April 5th. Four people are dead after a house fire Monday night in Montgomery. Montgomery Fire Rescue says the fire broke out at a home in the 1800 block of Gibson Street around 11 o'clock Monday night. Investigators have not released a cause of the fire. And authorities say a small plane crashed Tuesday at Lake Martin near Equality. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says its Marine Patrol Division was notified of the crash around 3:40 yesterday afternoon. According to Coosa County Sheriff Michael Howell, the pilot survived the crash and is doing fine. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February sweetheart of a deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers, coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Who
can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's get nuts!
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up!
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up!
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it!
Jesse Lynn, have you ever heard Jay's hump or camel?
My what?
You used to do the camel.
Oh, yeah, the
I make it sound evil, but
you do a good. You did the laugh pretty good.
I have not heard this.
I don't know how long it's been I've done it.
What's her name? God rest her soul, was still working with us. That's Soldier Boy, what's up? We got Morning Maroons to hit.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
And crew. Hey. Hey, you were talking about toothbrush, you know?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. I just bought myself the other day online a Sonicare, you know, vibrating, you know, sonic toothbrush.
Right.
And then long built on the stand is a container for you. It has UV lights in it where you put your little toothbrush heads in it. So after listening to your information, now I finally know why the toothbrush. You think after you're done, you know, washing it, you know, with toothpaste is basically soap anyway.
Right.
And you clean it, you think, oh, that's good enough, you know. But after listening to you guys talk about the fecal matter and everything, now I know why I had the, it had the little UV thing for both of the heads on there.
There you go.
I thought it was stupid. I was like, what another gimmick, you know. I was like, why would you need a UV on a brush head? And, you know, people have been brushing their teeth for hundreds of years, you know. And then after listening to the Greg show in the morning,
There you go.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We educate and inform and entertain. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah, friend of Iran and other terrorist countries, John Kerry.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees, courtesy of Doc Green. He has been a discovery, a listener who finds these great stories, like, how about Atlanta? Alphonse Malone was in court to answer charges of drug possession, trespassing, and obstruction of justice. Since he had not yet posted bail, he was dressed in the traditional orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. Standing next to Malone and arguing for his innocence was his attorney, Frank Dennis, also dressed in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. His attorney was on probation on drug charges, had missed a mandatory test. The judge ordered him into custody. He stopped to plead his client's case before being locked up himself.
Oh, no.
That's a good situation. We go to guess what state?
I'm going to say Florida.
That's correct. Jailhouse attorney Albert Dahl thought he had come up with the ultimate scam. He was already in the federal pen when he came up with the idea of selling presidential pardons to other inmates.
Selling? No.
For a fee, he promised other inmates and their families he could get them out of jail with a pardon directly from the president.
Now, I wouldn't. So is he the Morning Maroon nominee, or are they the people who bought those pardons?
He collected, check this out, $90,000 in fees before being caught. So, yeah, you could nominate both him and his victim.
Right.
And locally, from Huntsville, Alabama, a highway patrol officer sitting in his favorite hiding spot to catch speeders clocked the guy at 102, gave chase over 3 miles, catch up to the car and pull him over. He was concerned the driver might have a medical emergency, so he inquired as to why he's going so fast. For lack of a better story, he told the officer the truth. He had just washed his car, was trying to blow it dry.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't charged with reckless, but the cop did give him a ticket for $255.
Okay, now,
see, that's a great group. Thank you, Dr.
There could be a tie with all three. But the one that intrigues me is the drug possession guy with the jailbird attorney.
Can you
that
just
is
say
also
that?
In orange.
And he argues the case, and then they had to take him away.
That one gets me. Now, but the second one, too, selling pardons to inmates.
I mean, that's...
God.
Maybe he's a genius for the idea.
I was going to say, everybody finds a market, right?
$90,000 in fees. Bucks. That'll get you a lot of Hershey bars at the canteen.
Oh,
so who
boy.
Gets it?
I don't know, you guys. It's a toss-up.
God,
the pardons, I think, is just funny. That one's funny to me. The selling the pardons. That's just great.
Blow-drying a car.
And actually, the people that bought them, I guess, would be the maroon on that. Because I'm like, well, what a great scam as far as that's concerned.
Let's give it to them. And thank you, Doc Green.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
The official Morning Maroon correspondent for our gang in this morning show. Jay, how about a word about Seafood Bistro?
Okay. Delicious. How about that?
Okay.
That's
is that
a
the
great word.
There you go. Delicious at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They are open up today and every day at 11 a.m. with the doors open for you to come in and dine in if you would like to do that. Yes, you can dine in inside the restaurant there, the Seafood Bistro. They do have the social distancing thing. Everything is cool. Everything is clean. Everything is good for you. You can sit down and enjoy a meal inside the restaurant. Or maybe that's not your thing anymore. Maybe you're still... a little shaky on that, or just don't have the time. Well, you can call ahead and place an order, then pick it up. You can also get it delivered by using one of the delivery apps on your phone. Any of them have Seafood Bistro in there, or go online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word "the" is in there, theseafoodbistro.com. Give you the full menu. You can put in your order, and it'll be ready when they open up at 11, or call them, 279-7500. It's the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Like and follow them on Facebook.
And before we depart, Disney's been open, but they've had an issue with people. They got people coming to the park, but because there's social distancing in the lines, nobody is sure where a line starts. They find themselves waiting only to realize they're not in the line for the ride or the attraction they wanted to be on.
Yeah.
So we have this to wrap up the morning with at 8:53.
Coming soon to Disney Plus, a new epic series, Magic Kingdom's Waiting in Line.
The line starts around the corner by the statue of Cinderella. Thank you.
Come along on the fantastical, heart-racing adventure that's all go, 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 stop. Wait, wait, wait. Go, 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 stop. Wait. And find out the answer to the question everyone's been asking. Is this wait time accurate?
Ugh, another hour and 45?
5?
Embrace yourself for the epic conclusion of Waiting in Line, the Hall of Presidents, where you will be graced with the sounds of your cousin snoring and Grandpa telling you random facts about Nixon. It's Magic Kingdom's Waiting in Line, also available with FastPass. And feel free to skip over Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. Everyone always does.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. Once again, it's underway now and ends at 11 a.m. February 25th. Do not miss this one-time only online auction event of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant in Epps. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
Today is February 24th, National Tortilla Chip Day. Celebrate the most delicious triangle-shaped food item to come along since the slice of pizza. Have a crunchy, corny National Tortilla Chip Day.
Yummy!
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy.
We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone.